Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23452.
Welcome to another episode of Lending Forward. I'm your host, Taylor Ellard, and joining me today is an amazing person that I know and love, but she is going to be a new voice here on Lending Forward. So welcome, Eliza Delgado.
Thank you. Thank you. It's
good to be excited. Here.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
All right. So I want to give kind of a baseline just on kind of where you've come from. How long have you been in the industry? What makes you passionate? You know, all the things that I love to cover. Start with kind of how you landed in the mortgage industry.
Yeah. Well, my background is in finance, and I was a chief operating officer for a couple different companies along the way. And I was a consultant for a very long time. So I've been kind of in the spectrum of all different types of industry, but I always kind of come back to some kind of banking, finance, something. Yeah. I've always worked nationally and internationally. And when I moved to North Carolina, I really wanted to focus on doing something that was more regional. My brother-in-law happens to be a banker with Atlantic Bay, and he has always talked about the culture here and how much he loved it. And when the regional business development position came open, it was like putting on a pair of shoes that I've worn forever and ever. He made an introduction and then had no influence after that. Had a couple of calls with our regional and some of our management team here, and it's been off to the races ever since.
Yeah. I mean, you fit so perfectly in that role. I think just your personality in general makes it so much. And your exposure to everything that you've kind of led up to this moment and being here. So, all right. So you dropped in North Carolina, right? Yep. So tell us kind of what you cover, what areas you cover.
Yeah. So I cover Eastern North Carolina. Our region is called the Coastal Carolinas, which doesn't matter to the average listener, but to us it does. So anything east of Raleigh over towards the beaches, you know, New Bern, Emerald Isle, Morehead City, and then down through South Carolina. So Myrtle Beach, Charleston, that's my market.
But that's a lot of ground.
Yeah, it's a lot of ground, a lot of mileage in the car.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, yeah. And not to mention, I think buyers are so different where you are from each place. You know, there's whether it's an investment property or it's just, hey, empty nesters want to move to the beach, or mm-hmm. is it, you know, bring our family to somewhere in, you know, outskirts of, you know, not Raleigh, but like Wilmington, right?
Yeah.
Gosh. All right. So how many mortgage bankers do you deal with? And when I say deal with, I mean it in the best way, because they're awesome.
You know, right now we're at about 35 bankers in our whole region. You know, that doesn't, of course, count all the rest of the sales team that supports them. So, you know, we have loan officer assistants and production partners and so on. But, you know, on average, we have about 34, 35 bankers on our roster.
That's a lot of people. How do you kind of handle being the sole BD person for that many folks?
Putting on my operations hat, which I have always been really passionate about, the cross-section between people and process, I try to be as efficient as possible. So I try to make touch points with all my managers regularly, stay in touch with them via text or call. And I try to stay in touch with my bankers pretty consistently. So whether I'm reaching out to them through Teams or giving them a quick call while I'm in the car, there's never a car ride where I'm not on the phone. So those are the kind of ways that I kind of stay in touch with them. And then I have markets that are different priority levels based on, you know, how developed they are and things like that. So there's a system for everything, and it all seems to work. And, you know, where we need adjustment, I make adjustments and we go from there.
For sure. Well, yeah. I mean, not every company has this portfolio of support, right? I mean, there's so many different, and that's what makes us all tick. And that was something your brother-in-law alluded to when he spoke to you about Atlantic Bay. So for someone who maybe is teetering on the opportunity of jumping where they are now to something and have this full scale of a team, you know, what would you say to them?
I would say make the leap, because there's a really significant safety net here that there isn't at most other places. You know, one of the interesting things about being in business development is I do a lot of internal work with our team, a lot of coaching, mentoring, and helping them with their business. But I also partner with and work with a lot of our agents. And I hear a lot from the market because I'm also involved with the Mortgage Bankers Association. And I hear a lot of things that happen, you know, kind of at a broader scale outside of Atlantic Bay. And I hear the things that are missing that people really long for, like having that culture of support, like having the operations team that's behind them, that's completely dedicated, and like having a business development person that is out there sourcing the business to bring back to our team. So there's a lot of things here that we have that are just kind of like the icing on the cake, and I'm happy to be a part of that. So it's both an internal and external role too, which gives me a lot of visibility across, you know, what we're trying to accomplish.
For sure. Which is huge. And the fact that you're passionate about it, like involving yourself in the MBA and then, you know, having conversations with our mortgage bankers, their agents, how can we best pair with one another to, especially in this market, right, really get out there and get in front of buyers and sellers and start to just really be boots on the ground. And, you know, to the tune of being boots on the ground, you know what's working right now. Mm-hmm. Talk to us through what you're seeing mortgage bankers finding success with right now.
Yeah. Generally speaking, I think, you know, we're in a post-pandemic world. So I'm done talking about COVID. I'm living in the future. However, there are some impacts. I think, you know, we had such a refi business for such a long period of time. I think people are starting to recognize that they hung their hat on that refi business, forgetting that it might not always be there, even though, you know, those in the industry were saying, hey, your business is purchased, refi doesn't last forever. Right. So I'm thinking, I'm seeing a lot more, even of the seasoned bankers that have been around forever and ever, you know, the $100 million producers, the $80 million producers, even they are saying, I'm going back to basics, which is, you know, hitting the streets, cold calling people, you know, going to open houses, supporting their agents in a more physical, tangible way, where previously their business would have been enough to just say, I don't have to go to that open house. I'm just going to work on these files today.
Right.
So I think going back to basics, and I think a lot of people have forgotten, what do the basics look like in this post-pandemic world? It could be something like going to open houses, yes, but now there's technology that has evolved. There's all kinds of things that can help people broaden their reach for those fundamentals. So it's relearning the fundamentals in a different way, if that
right.
makes sense.
Yeah, that's, it's a lot. I mean, it's evolution, right?
Yeah.
It's always going to change. There's always going to be something new. And if you listen to the Bull Buffini predictions, right, that next wave of buyers is going to be huge.
Yeah.
And so fine tuning those processes right now, and you're back to the basics, will only set you up for success later down the road. So yeah. I think I love that. I, you know, you hear your Todd Duncans and all of them, and they're constantly preaching back to the basics. And how many calls are you making a day to get X? Or, you know, what does a typical day look like? And it is consistency. What, I mean, from a time blocking standpoint, and everybody always cringes when I'm like time blocking, but they're like, oh, we don't, I'm like, you do have the time. You
it's
just don't, it's not realistic. It's not a realistic time for you. So what you might've blocked off when the world is on fire at that time, don't time block then. How are you kind of coaching through that?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. I actually did this exercise with my entire region where I kind of anecdotally and kind of under the radar asked everybody, hey, on average, how long does it take you from your first conversation with an agent or a borrower to closing? How much time do you spend on a file? And everyone kind of gave me a baseline of just in general. So for the average banker, just, you know, internally, you know, we had a baseline number and I was like, okay, now multiply that by how many loans are in your pipeline and then average that by 40 hours a week. If you're working 40 hours a week and figure out how much extra time you have left. And it's amazing how much extra time they had when they started realizing like, oh, okay. So if we can systemize how much time I have available, you know, we can avoid that tendency to have scope creep and then just, you know, kind of losing time in places that you're not calculating. So we do talk about time blocking a lot. And you know what? That doesn't work for everybody. Some people just do have a huge sphere of influence and other things that they don't necessarily focus on putting into a system. I would recommend against that because what you can systemize, you can calculate, and it helps you protect your business. But for some people, they just don't want to operate that way. Their brains don't operate that way, and that's okay. But you know, for those others, like we do talk about time blocking. We talk about like, hey, you know, most agents, especially at the beach, you know, they're working Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Monday, they want to do their own thing. And Fridays, they want to be on vacation. This is the summertime. So we talk about, you know, the trends that happen here in this region, what's important here, when you're going to get the most traction. We also talk about, you know, like, how are you going through your database, which for us, we decided to start calling it your fan base, because there are people that have already worked with you. They already know you. And just working with them on what are the pieces of the fundamentals? How can we work it into your process and system that can be repeatable? And then the other thing is we also have the Ninja Mortgage training that a lot of our bankers have gone through that really helps them understand. It can just be one tool, but if you do it repeatedly, it really helps you move your business. So.
Yep. I love it. Well, I can't wait to continue to listen to you on Lending Forward. I think you bring so much value to mortgage bankers and the success of their business. So thank you for being on Lending Forward, and more to come with Eliza.
Thanks, Taylor. It's good to be here.
Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in Lending Forward. So go lend something forward today.